Hi, Hi, this is Melanie Boatswain. I am the guest host for today of Blog Talk Radio of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, NAVWIC, and I have the honor of having Adina Gidden-Smith as our guest this evening. And Adina is a 10-year veteran of commercial real estate in the Washington, D.C. area, and she has consistently performed very well at Keller Williams Preferred Properties. Adina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Melanie.
Okay, Adina, if you could tell us who Keller Williams Commercial is as a company.
Sure, no problem. Keller Williams Realty is the largest real estate franchise in the United States. We have 90,000-plus associates and 900-plus commercial brokers with 700 offices across North America and Canada. Each office, though, is independently owned and operated. Keller Williams as a company, Keller Williams International, just celebrated its 30th anniversary. Keller Williams as a commercial division, KW Commercial, is 5 years old. My office in particular is Keller Williams Preferred Properties in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. We are an African-American-owned franchise with 318 residential agents and 8 commercial real estate brokers. In June of this year, we will celebrate our 10th anniversary. I have been with KWPP, Keller Williams Preferred Properties, for 9 of those 10 years. KW's philosophy, for me, is one of the reasons why I joined, is success through people. We believe in the win-win partnership. Really, that has fueled our growth over these last years. 10 years ago, no one knew who Keller Williams was in the Washington, D.C. area, but now I'm happy to say KW Commercial, as well as Keller Williams, are players who are here to stay. Our values, clearly stated, God first, family second, then business. This is a place where my business has flourished, and that's why I have stayed.
Wow, that's definitely a wonderful experience. And what are the core areas that Keller Williams focuses on?
Well, KW Commercial, when you work with KW Commercial, like I said, we have partners all over the country and all over the world. We have a network that we can access to. So there may be times where I'll be working with a client who has an office here in the Washington, D.C. area and who also has an office in New York or has an office in L.A. These are things that we're able to coordinate through our vast network of partners nationwide. Another thing we do, like I said, is we specialize at KW Commercial in the purchase of property, purchase and acquisition and lease of office space, retail space, multifamily space, industrial properties, and land. So we're working directly with business owners to provide space for their business.
Okay. And what areas of the business do you focus on?
A large number of our residential agents within our brokerage and also people within my network of past and current clients, I'm blessed to say they do provide me with a wide variety of different types of commercial clients to work with. My goal is always to provide excellent service to all of my clients and take great care of them. So I work really in the areas of sales, purchase, leasing, of all of those areas, office, retail, land, and multifamily. A major portion outside of those things that can come to me from a referral, what I actively seek out is tenant representation. So when I'm working with a business owner, oftentimes they do not have time to focus on issues pertaining to their space or occupancy until there's a significant problem or there's a need. But things that we ask, are you utilizing your space appropriately? You know, is the rental rate in line with the market trends? Are their needs being served by their current landlord? We offer value by allowing the business really to focus on their core business while we provide market insight and support. We really function as their outsourced real estate department. You know, one of our goals is to improve solutions to their real estate needs, which, of course, will result in a savings of time and money. We help our clients to better understand the market and strategize in advance of their lease expiration, because of course that time versus that you leverage that time versus your options. You know, that's where your leverage
exactly.
is really is using the time appropriately. So one of the things we do as a tenant rep, or I do as a tenant rep, is just help the clients really make the best decision with the options and the things that are available to them. An uninformed tenant is a landlord's most profitable client. At the end of the day, like I'll have folks say to me, well, you know, I have a great relationship with my landlord. Why do I need a tenant rep? At the end of the day, it's a business relationship, you know. The landlord is looking out for their side. Who is advocating impartially on the tenant's behalf? And that's one thing we do as tenant reps.
Okay.
Another thing our team.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
Okay, our team has established a special partnership specifically on focusing on medical real estate. One thing we've discovered as we looked at real estate is that medical real estate had been ignored by a lot of brokerages and firms, and doctors weren't protecting themselves against the changes that are occurring within the medical profession. So previously, doctors would raise their rates to combat increases in overhead, but now managed care and added pressure from insurance companies make that no longer an option for doctors. So, you know, so what we do is we look at the lease as an area that they potentially could cut costs and maximize efficiency for their practice. So that's one area that we focus on is with medical real estate. KW Commercial has partnered with Prince George's Financial Services Corporation to provide a workshop for small medical businesses who are looking to obtain financing for their medical practice and identify key locations, specifically in Prince George's County. So what we do is, oh, there's a doctor shortage in the county, and the county has allocated funds to assist doctors with locating their business here. So this workshop that we do on a monthly basis provides a snapshot of the Prince George's County market. We talk about buying versus leasing scenario. We talk about how tenant representation can save you money. And, of course, we talk about all the money that is available through the healthcare enterprise zones and, you know, other things of that nature.
Well, that sounds great. And what are some of the strategic partnerships that Keller Williams Commercial has established?
Okay. Well, FSC, which is the Prince George's Financial Service Corporation that I was just speaking of, they and the partnership with the Economic Development Corporation that provides the EDI funds, and various banks are financial partners that we work with, SunTrust, Capital One, PNC, TD Bank, Industrial Bank, Eagle Bank United. These are just a few of our partners that we've worked with to provide excellent service for our clients.
Okay. And how does Prince George's County value compare to surrounding areas?
Well, that's a really great question, Milani. And the story we tell is, of course, D.C. is our shining star in the center, and we all lie around. But D.C. as a, I would say downtown D.C., and this is end of year 2013, downtown market rents were about $54 a square foot, okay? And for Prince George's County, the average market rent was about $20 a square foot. So just there you can see, you know, Prince George's County is about half off. So there is incredible value here in the county, not to say that downtown D.C. is definitely downtown D.C., okay? So that's premium, prime space. Prince George's County presents an opportunity for growth for businesses. They can get in here, utilize some of these great businesses and great spaces that we have and grow their business and save a considerable amount.
Okay. That's definitely a saving. $50 to $20.
Yeah.
So where do you see great growth opportunity in Prince George County?
Well, one of the great areas of growth, and this is something that our county executive, Rashern Baker, has made a focus, which is really quality health care in our county. We have a new regional medical center that will be coming to the county. It's scheduled to open its doors in 2018. So the healthcare industry and the healthcare field are areas for businesses to really look at and consider investing in Prince George's County. As I said earlier, the county has allocated funds for enterprise zone funding. There are the Maryland Casino Business Investment Funds. There are, of course, SBA funds for real estate and equipment loans, in addition to EDI funds for businesses in the county. So the medical industry is where investors in our county should take a look. Take a look and come on in. Try it out.
Okay. And what are some of the resources available for businesses in Prince George's County?
Well, some of the resources were the things that I just shared. The enterprise zone funding, that's a wonderful resource. In fact, doctors can get about $900,000 a year for 4 years. So that equates to almost $4 million in assistance through this program. So this is, you know, a considerable amount of funding for medical practices. Prince George's County Economic Development Fund, SBA. Now, SBA is available not just in Prince George's County. You know, that's available around the country. But,
yeah,
you know, we just wanted to reiterate that that's something that is also available and still being utilized right here. And in addition, you know, we have this wonderful development happening at the National Harbor. The National Harbor is investing. They've established the Maryland Casino Business Investment Fund to invest back into the counties where they place casinos. So Prince George's County and Arundel County being counties right here, right outside of Washington, D.C., that can take advantage of these funds that are available.
Okay.
So these are great resources.
And definitely. You've touched on a lot of the benefits, but I just have to ask, what are some of the benefits that investors gain from working with a seasoned commercial real estate broker and associate such as yourself?
Well, one thing a broker does for our clients is we save them time. Most business owners don't have full time to commit to pursuing the optimal deal, you know, and they're not aware of all the opportunities that exist within the market or even with their current landlord. So, you know, they really don't know what they don't know. A good broker will save on average 5 times the cost of their fee. And in most cases, the tenant or the buyer doesn't even pay the fee, much like in residential real estate. The landlord or the property owner has set aside a certain amount of funds for the marketing and the leasing or sale of their property. So this is a great benefit to the client that they just need to utilize. They need to take advantage of having someone looking out for them. Brokers do this every day. Brokers know what the trends are, and they, you know, save time. And not to mention, a broker, when a landlord is dealing directly with the client is tipping their hand to the landlord. The landlord already knows what you want and how low you will go. You know, you need someone in the middle who is advocating for the client, and they're not dealing directly with the owner. So that's one of the advantages of having representation and working with a seasoned agent.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely see how, you know, an agent is definitely worthwhile in commercial real estate. And now, what are your next steps?
Well, my next steps, one of the things that I'm very excited about is learning about NADWIC. I had a client share this organization with me. She thought it would be a great advantage for me to connect with NADWIC and share with other like-minded business people within our region and across the country. So I'm excited to do what I do in commercial real estate, connect with other black women in the construction arena, and look at ways that we can invest collectively and individually and support each other's businesses. So that's one thing I'm really excited about, is continuing to grow my business and helping others grow their businesses as well.
That's such a true statement. I'm a firm believer that we need to support our community and definitely patronize each other's businesses. So that's one reason why I found NADWIC as well. The women in the D.C. area are doing great things. They're just coming off of a seminar that they had this week, and they have a lot of events that are coming up, a lot of networking opportunities. So you're definitely in really good company. You know, we have to uplift each other and support each other, and this organization does just that. So I know that they welcome you as a member, and please let us know if there's anything that we can do to help you and your business grow. It's all about mutual support here.
Wonderful.
So what are Keller Williams' core beliefs?
Well, this is great. It's almost like I would say an inside club, because every Keller Williams associate will tell you what our core beliefs are. And I'll tell you, number one, win-win or no deal. Integrity, do the right thing. Customers always come first. Commitment in all things. Communication, seek first to understand. Creativity, ideas before results. Teamwork, together, everyone achieves more. Trust starts with honesty. Success results through people. That's the Keller Williams way.
Wow, those are some great values just for everyday life.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great company to work for that has those beliefs and that stands by those beliefs.
Right, and everything we do stems from this way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Understand. So now the listeners, they're wondering how they can get in touch with you for their leasing needs, if they want to know more about the commercial real estate industry or Prince George's County. What's the best way for us to reach you?
The best way to reach me, and I'll give you my cell phone, is, of course, to give me a call. You can call me or you can text me, and my telephone number is 301-455-7578. You can also email me. My email address is Adina, that's my first name, A-D-I-N-A, 1, the number 1, at kw.com. Adina1@kw.com. I would like to also let the listeners know, Milani, that we are hosting a medical resource breakfast this Saturday, March 8th, with FSC First. I know I mentioned them a few times as one of the resources available to small and minority business for financing. We're having this breakfast this Saturday, so that's March 8th. And the cost is $20. It's geared toward medical professionals who are really interested in learning about the financing opportunities that I spoke of and who are also looking for locations for their business. Anyone interested in that conference or that workshop should give a call to FSC directly. I can give you their number as well.
Sure.
It's 301-883-6900. 301-883-6900. So this is our first time partnering with FSC for this workshop, and we anticipate doing it at least monthly. So this Saturday we will be doing this workshop, and like I said, it will be an ongoing endeavor. So those interested, please do give me a call, and please do come by. Look forward to seeing you.
And where is that going to be located?
That's going to be located in Prince George's County, right off the Beltway. The address is 1801 McCormick Drive. This is in Largo, Maryland, 20774. This is at FSC's headquarters, and we're going to be in the first floor conference room. So it's right off of the Beltway.
Okay, perfect. Definitely, if you're in the area, please do visit Adina's event. We do want to be supportive. And, Adina, we just thank
you
so much.
Oh, the time. I didn't give the time. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday. Yes.
All right. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday. Please contact Adina for more information. We definitely want to go out and support. Adina, I thank you so much for being our guest. And, you know, anything that NABWIC can do for you, please do let us know. And we look forward to having you back soon. We want to hear all about your event as well. So keep us updated. And we'll keep you in our prayers. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Milani. Thank you so much.
All right.
All righty. Bye-bye now.